Remembrance and indeed this particular special day. We'll be talking a lot about Remembrance Sunday, of course, but tomorrow is also a significant date in the calendar for Coventry. November the 14th marks 71 years since the Coventry Blitz when the city was bombed. To commemorate this and to look at the future of Coventry Cathedral's ruins, there's a special event happening tomorrow called Exploring the Past, Embracing the Future. It's hoped that as well as preserving Coventry Cathedral ruins, previously unseen treasures will be made available to the public, including salvaged medieval stained glass fragments from the old cathedral. The chief executive of the World Monument Fund, Dr. Jonathan Foyle, has been giving BBC Coventry and Warwickshire's Marion McNamee a special preview.
Now, the ruins aren't supposed to stand like this. There is a rainwater pipe which discharges on top of that wall that's just cracked, and the cold winter we had last year and the wet summer has just split the stone open. It's a really sad thing to see, and Bailey Lane was closed off. There's scaffolding there now. We don't want this to spread. We don't want this to be a constant headache for the cathedral, so we want to put these right and protect them so that people can enjoy them and actually maximise this fabulous resource, which is what it is.
So what's involved in doing that?
The boring stuff of doing a study. It sounds boring, you know, desk-based document, but actually what that means is we get lots of great ideas in and we can discuss with the people of Coventry how this would best be used. It's a resource. I mean, if you stick a pin in the middle of the city, it's here. So what does everyone want to use it for? It's those ideas first. That's very engaging. Let's show everyone the glass and figure out where they want to put the glass. Let's uncover the crypts. There is one crypt beneath our feet, stashed to the vaults with medieval stones. That has never been seen in living memory. We're going to open that up and have a human chain, bringing the stones out, laying them out, and let's tell the story of the early church. There's a huge amount here.
Are you talking about excavating?
Yeah.
Quite literally?
Absolutely excavating, because certainly on the north side of the ruins are a whole string of crypts. They're beautifully built.
So are these the doors next to the stairs where you enter the ruins?
Yeah, you go up the steps to get into the ruins, but if you just go around the side of the steps, you see a couple of doors. And from the early 14th century, there are a couple of crypts. One of them was certainly a place where bodies would be put to rest. Another one next to it is probably the footings of a guild chapel before it was engulfed by this giant structure we see today. But there's a third crypt which is full of stones, and we're going to be taking up the paving slabs of that. We're going to be finding the old staircase down, and we're going to be taking out the stones one by one, which were rubble from the demolished church, we think, and shoved down there. But I have to say, we don't know what we're going to find. It could be anything.
It is the most fascinating building. And if you listen to Dr. Jonathan Foyle or follow him on Twitter, you can't help but being caught up with his enthusiasm for the project. Peter Woodward is from the Friends of Coventry Cathedral. I know you're caught up with it. It's a very important project, isn't it, this?
Absolutely. And it's very interesting that we're launching a whole discussion about the way forward for the ruins on the 14th of November, the very anniversary of the destruction of Coventry. And you were probably there on... Do you remember last...
I thought you were going to say I was there at the time.
Well, no, I don't think so. But you remember last year, the 70th
anniversary,
indeed,
I do,
when
yeah,
the city
yeah,
came
absolutely.
Out and it was in the ruins. And those ruins mean so much to the people of Coventry. And interestingly, now there are important plans about how we move forward, about the use of those ruins and also ensuring they don't fall down.
Indeed. Well, just referring back to last year for a moment, I mean, I was in the studio here presenting the programme at that particular time, and we were live inside the cathedral and outside, and nobody really expected this to happen, did they? The cathedral was full. It was a ticket-only event, I think I'm right in saying. Anyway, it was full. And suddenly, everybody, and I say everybody, there were hundreds of people outside the cathedral, in the ruins itself. They arrived from nowhere. They wanted to be part of it.
Yes, I mean, we're not used to a kind of this huge wellspring of feeling, but I was singing in the choir, and as we processed through, the verger had to kind of make his way through a throng of people, and it just made me realise, having been around Coventry for 35 years now, that deep-seated there is still this wellspring, this enormous sense mm-hmm. about that place. And on the night, in the dark, they had the spotlights creating the old roof structure of the cathedral with lighting, and it sent tingles down my spine.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, for many years, I'm like you, I've been in Coventry for a few years and seen all sorts of organisations established and disappear to try and find the spirit of Coventry. For me, that was it that night.
Yeah, absolutely.